If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And on your favorite podcast platform, you can also hear us at our parish website, ST for Saint, StAnthonyAlston.org. So today is the week, this is the, how to best put it, this is the penultimate week before the week that begins Lent. So, you know, I love the word penultimate, which means second to last. So anyway, we've got this week. Next week, it's interesting because we've got the Super Bowl at the end of the week. And so we're having a special program looking at our spiritual life in light of football. Yes, yes, it works. Trust me. So we're doing that. That's coming up next week. We're calling it our Animae Magna, which means big souls in Latin. And that's what it means because it's in preparation for that big day, which is Super Bowl Sunday. And then also the big day that follows, which is the beginning of Lent. So maybe one of the things to look at is since Lent is coming, and let's understand what Lent is. It is the church's retreat. We'll talk about this again in a couple weeks, but it's the church's retreat. So it's not that time just to look at, oh, it's Lent's coming, so I have to give something up. No, it's the church's retreat. Oh, Lent is coming, so I need to take this time to prepare myself for growing closer to the Lord. And you may want to look at within a communal focus. So prepare myself, prepare my family, prepare whatever, my parish. What are we going to do for Lent? So it's like a big retreat. So keep that in mind. And in light of that, kind of look at it, look at that. So be careful of taking Lent as, oh, Lent is coming, so I have to give something up. It's a lot more than that. And it's not necessarily you do have to give something up. You may want to give something up because you realize it's too much of a distraction for you, but you have a habit of doing it. So you may want to do that. But instead of just giving something up, you want to look at maybe what I'm going to do is something more than that. So maybe you give something up so that you can do something else. Maybe you want to give up, for example, you want to give up watching videos or TV or whatever so that you can spend more time reading some really good books. There is a combination. Maybe you want to give something up so that you have more time with your family. See, so you want to do a combination of that. And obviously, part of that is to do something special in prayer. Now, one of the important things I always bring up is to spend some time before the Blessed Sacrament. And if that is impractical to you, you can do it, in other words, well, I can't get all the way out to the church and I can't, no, and the church might be locked and everything. Ours not. But here's what to do. Simply look at a streaming website. Just check out a streaming website of the Eucharist. You can do that as well. And that's pretty powerful. Now, you can also schedule your time of prayer. And I always do that. I schedule my time of prayer. If I find, well, I want to do it at a particular time, and then something comes up that I can't do it at that time, I reschedule it for later on in the day and do it. A lot of times, my scheduled prayer time is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the perfect time for me, and that's one of the things I do. So there's different things you can do. You can find out if your church is doing anything special. such as Adoration, which we have on Wednesday nights at St. Anthony Parish, or the Rosary, which, by the way, we have on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, right after our Mass, both times right after our Mass, or something else. So maybe your church is having a parish retreat. Maybe they're having a speaker series. Maybe they're having a movie series. Well, anything like that we can do it as a way of growing in the faith. So think of that. See if anything's going on. So it's not just a time of Lent is coming, so I have to give something up. Now, for me, it has worked in the past just in that thought, but obviously because of the special circumstance. So what was it? Well, I hadn't been going to church in years because I turned away from the church, and then I started to come back to church, and Lent came around, so what am I going to do? Isn't this time you're supposed to give something up or something, or do something else? And then I went, well, I haven't been in church in years. Why don't I start going to church? And that was the beginning of me going back to church. And that, and obviously it had a major effect. I went to confession on Saturday, you know, and then I went back to church on Sunday. And that experience of going back to church at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in San Diego, in Point Loma, which is part of San Diego, just literally changed my life. So I always keep that in mind. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hey, we're going to have a great celebration next week. It's called the Animae Magna. That's what we're calling it. It's not an official celebration. It's our celebration, celebrating big souls in preparation for Super Bowl Sunday. And what follows is Lent. So tune us in. Let's look at a little sample of what we're going to listen to next week. You know, the Lord isn't calling you to be the greatest of all time. He's calling you maybe in the 19th or the 25th or the 95th round, the equivalent of that. But he is calling you anyway. And he's going to ask you to do powerful things in his name, with his grace, his power. But if you're focused on doing what you want to do to be great, it's not going to work. That's coming up next week when we're going to be celebrating the Animae Magna. We're going to recognize the big souls as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday and Lent coming up next. And we're going to talk a little bit of Fran Tarkenton. We're going to talk a little bit of Tom Brady. We're going to talk a little bit of Vince Lombardi and a little bit more. So look at that for next week. Tune us in as we prepare for Super Bowl Sunday and Lent that comes afterwards. We'll see you then. So anyway, we're back, and we're talking about the reality of preparing for Lent. And what I was talking about before the break was that experience of recognizing sometimes, well, this is the time I have to give something up or do something, works. And I said that was how I ended up going back to church. Well, this is like this Lent thing, so maybe I should do something. Gee, I haven't been to church in years. Maybe it's time to go to church, and that's an idea. But after that, there's other things you can do. I was talking to some people the other night, and I made the suggestion of reading one of the most important books that when I was first coming back to the church I read, which is New Seeds of Contemplation by Thomas Merton. A very powerful book on my life, and I really enjoyed it. So New Seeds of Contemplation, or some very good spiritual reading. I'd highly recommend to you The Catechism of Spirituality by Cardinal Robert Sarra. Definitely check that out. And maybe do some good spiritual reading during this time coming up. You know, you've already gone back to church, or you've never not gone to church, and he's looking for something else. Do some really good spiritual reading, and know some good Catholic publishers that you know, that you really trust. A lot of the authors we've had here, because they've sent us the book, are the authors from Ave Maria Press. Great stuff there. I've also covered off authors in Ignatius Press. And so it's good to look at some of the great ideas of some publications that you trust and everything else. And just do something that will deepen your faith and come to a deeper understanding when the Lent is over, of what Easter is all about and what being Catholic is all about. It's rather important. By the way, you can also, my book is available at CatholicAudioMedia.com if you want to check that out. I have to write another one. It's time for me to update and write another one, so I might do that. That one that I just mentioned is the fourth book I have written, so maybe it's time to start writing another one. But these are different ideas that you have of building up your faith. And we're going to talk about some of those ideas during this week and also on the other side of Animae Magna. But we're going to look at the powerful reality of Lent is this gift. There was this priest when I first went to St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Point Loma, California. I remember this priest used to give like the same homilies. He had like four homilies and he used to give the same ones every 4 weeks. Right, same. You'd hear the same one every 4 weeks. But on the first Sunday of Lent, he gave his fifth homily. It was really funny because you knew, you know, what stories were coming up. And but the fifth one was the first Sunday of Lent. And he would always say, "And when you stand before the Lord at the end of your life, and he says to you, 'What did you do with that time that I gave you called Lent?' And all you say is, 'I gave up candy.'" Because he really hated the idea of giving up candy for Lent. You've heard me tell that story. And that was my first Sunday going back to church. And I'm like, yeah, this is the place where I want to be when someone says, "God will judge you for giving up candy." Oh, yeah, this is where I want to be. His basic point is don't just automatically do that, which is what I said at the beginning of the show. But keep that in mind. You know, what are you going to do for Lent? This is a great time. These 2 weeks are a great time to prepare for that. So anyway, coming up next week is Animae Magna, and be prepared for that. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.